The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Moore-Reese. It's 6:32, and we're at 46 on this pleasant-looking Wednesday morning. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by Rejuve Medical. Work continues on the Stearns County Road 75 bridge over the Sauk River. County engineer Jody Tyke says some things have been working in their favor, however, like a mild winter, lack of snow. It's led to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources granting the county permission to remove a temporary access in the river earlier than normal. Typically, the DNR does not allow work around creeks and rivers during the high water season. That means between March 15th and June 15th, crews are not allowed to work on the waterways. However, Tyke said a lack of melting snow this year has allowed county crews to remove a temporary access early. It'll push up the completion date of the bridge replacement from late June to early June. It means that traffic won't have to be detoured around the project for as long as initially expected. The $5 million project underway last November, and Tyke says the final course of concrete should be poured in late May or early June. Longtime mayor of St. Joseph calling it a career. Rick Schultz has announced he is not seeking re-election this year. He says he's watched the town grow quite a bit over the last 14 years as mayor, and he's not sure there's much more for him to do.
It's in a really good position. Industry, commercial, business, everybody's really working together well. And it's just time for somebody else to take the reins. Somebody else can take this to the next level.
Schultz says being mayor is the most rewarding position he's ever had.
There's no one particular thing that I can say this is, my footprint or what I can stand on. There's just an awful lot of good things.
Schultz will finish out his seventh term as mayor this year, and the new mayor will be sworn in early January. The candidate filing period begins July 30th. Last month, St. Cloud's mayor Dave Kleiss announced he was not seeking re-election after 20 years on the job. Minnesota's fishing opener is Saturday, and the DNR has these reminders.
Anglers should keep four topics in mind when they head out. Number one is that they have an angling license. Two is that they're aware of any special regulations on lakes they may fish. Three is that they have their boat currently registered. And four is that they have the safety equipment for the boat and people in the boat.
DNR Conservation Officer Mike Lurchin. Getting more women interested in working in the trades. One of the programs benefiting from this year's Women's Fund Dancing with Our Stars event. Community dancer Deborah Lee is the Vice President for Cultural Fluency, Equity, and Inclusion at the St. Cloud Technical and Community College. She is raising money for the school's Multicultural Center and its Rising Stars program.
And it brings 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade young women into the trades area for hands-on experience, experiences that they might not have or know about otherwise.
The Multicultural Center is celebrating its third year. Lee moved to St. Cloud in 1989. She was recently named a Legacy Award winner by St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss. WJON News has been highlighting each of the community dancers in this year's Dancing with Our Stars event. The finale is coming up on Monday, June 10th at the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph. The second in a series of movie screenings centered around dementia is coming up on Thursday, tomorrow. Memories for Life, Reversing Alzheimer's will be shown at the Sauk Rapids Rice Middle School starting at 5. The film covers the first Alzheimer's patients who are reversing cognitive decline by following a new therapy. The event starts with refreshments at 5. The show starts at 6, followed by a panel discussion. The film will also be available by Zoom for those unable to attend in person. Film is free, but pre-registration is required. For more information and a link to register, you can see the story on our website. WJON News Time's coming up on 6:36. With the sun, it's 46 degrees. News this hour brought to you by Rejuve Medical. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast on the way in a few minutes from now. You can listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, so in honor of Rick Schultz deciding to not run for re-election in St. Joseph, which apparently is catchy, since Mayor Dave Kleiss decided he wasn't going to run either. I don't know if this is the type of thing that, one guy thinks, hey, you know what? I'm not running. I guess I'm not going to run either.
Retirement sounds kind of nice. Yeah, maybe.
Guess so. All right, so let's see if you can name these famous Ricks. All right, so a lot of people that were involved in the music industry with the name Rick. Let's see, he had a song in 1987, a single, Never Gonna Give You Up, that reached number one in 20 countries.
Rick Astley
is correct. This one I think is going to be a tougher, but people that are interested in R&B and rap probably know who this guy is. He is a well-known rapper. He's 48 years old. He's collaborated many times with Lil Wayne, somebody you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. His first album, Port of Miami, hit number one on the Billboard 200 in 2006. Do you know who this is?
Lil Ricky.
It is Rick Ross.
Oh, I don't know
this. This next famous person, also in the music industry, known for the hit single Super Freak.
Rick James.
Rick James is correct. Let's see. This next guy, also a musician and an actor. His song, Jesse's Girl.
Rick Springfield.
Yeah, he was also Dr. Noah Drake on the soap opera General Hospital. Did you ever watch that show?
I never did.
Okay.
I mean, I watched soaps, but not that one.
Okay. Let's see. This next guy, former Los Angeles Laker and actor who appeared on HBO's drama Oz.
Rick Fox.
Rick Fox is correct. That was an easy one for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You must have saw that show. Let's see. This next guy was in movies Ghostbusters, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, also roles in Spaceballs, Little Shop of Horrors, and The Flintstones.
Yeah.
He's 71 years old now.
Oh, what is his name? Rick. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Tell me.
He's born in Toronto.
Rick. God, I don't know. Tell me.
Rick Moranis.
Moranis, dang it.
This next famous Rick is known for History Channel's Pawn Stars.
Oh, what is his name? I know who they are, but I don't know their name.
He's also related to a former president.
Oh.
Going a long time ago.
I don't know.
Rick Harrison.
Harrison.
Let's see, another famous Rick getting into the sports realm. He's a current head coach of the St. John's team, not the one out in Collegeville, the one in New York. They didn't make it to the NCAA tournament this year. He was upset about that. But he's coached numerous teams, including time in the NBA with the Knicks and Celtics.
Pitino.
Rick Pitino is correct. And his son, of course, Richard, coached the Gophers for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Another famous Rick, known as being a great free throw shooter. He was named NBA Finals MVP in 1975 after leading Golden State to an NBA championship. He played on five different teams throughout his professional career.
I don't know.
He is currently 80 years old, and his name is Rick Barry.
Oh, Rick Barry, sure.
Yeah. Name you've heard of?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Those are your famous Ricks here on, I guess, you know, for Rick Schultz. There you go. Is he Rick Schultz famous enough to be mentioned in that group?
Famous in a small town.
Yeah, it's probably true. All right, what do you got coming up at 7:05?
More on those cuts coming at SCSU at 7:05 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 6:39, and we're at 45 degrees. We got the weather forecast with Kara Foster next. Joined now by meteorologist Kara Foster for a look at the weather forecast. All right, Kara, what are we looking at today? Back up into the 70s?
Yeah, I would say many people would consider this their perfect day, you know, sunny and 75. We are at 73. Honestly, we could hit 75, so I'm not going to count it out. But it's going to be a gorgeous day. Very calm out there as well. It is a little bit humid out there this morning. You can definitely tell, but it is a gorgeous morning nonetheless. We will see a little bit of rain possible, probably around like dinner time or so, but it's like a 20% chance, nothing crazy. We'll stay cloudy, dip down to 44 after. We are a little bit cooler for tomorrow, but still a lot of sunshine, high of 62. Clear skies, 45 Thursday evening. Friday, we do have one system coming through here. It's going to be very light and scattered. Sunshine will be probably pretty dominant still. Showers won't come in until the afternoon. We're still reaching 70, but westerly winds are gusting up to 30. We clear up again for Saturday, sunny in 69, and then like a 20% chance on Sunday, sunny in 75. So overall, a very, very gorgeous forecast. And this even continues into next week. I even see a 77 by Tuesday. Today's forecast is brought to you by Auto Value. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
All right, Kara, thank you. It's 6:42 and we're at 45 degrees. The official high at the St. Cloud Airport yesterday was 69, low was 53. We had 1,600ths of an inch of rainfall yesterday. The average high temperature for this date is 65. Average lows 42. Record high temps at a 1985 of 85. Record lows at a 1945 of 23. Currently 45 degrees at WJON. Here's a CNBC market update.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.